In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Today, brothers and sisters, is the Sunday after the feast, the holy day of the exaltation and elevation of the precious and life-giving cross. The actual day of the feast was Friday, September 14th. The feast itself being very poorly attended, which is a confirmation for me of the truth that the evil one works overtime to keep us from the cross, does a little extra work on those days. But the cross remains within the center of the church today for those who only come on Sunday, but it will be with us throughout this week. And it is a sign and point of fact that the cross remains at the center of our life if we intend at all to be Christians and followers of Jesus Christ. And it is with us throughout our life. The cross is life-giving. It gives us the essence, the essential dynamic of our relationship to God and how we should understand our relationship to God and other people through the cross. The cross is the life of Christians. The cross shapes and sets the tone for the life of Christians from the beginning. The elder Paisius said, when a Christian is baptized, the priest seals him with the sign of the cross on his forehead, using the holy chrism, saying, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit. He said, then each time the Christian makes the sign of the cross, he reverences the saving passion of the Lord and invokes the power of the cross, which is the power of the death of our Christ on the cross. When we say, O cross of Christ, save us through your power, we invoke the power of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. The cross, the elder says, has great power. But we would add that the cross is not magic. There's nothing magic about the cross. The elder says the cross has power in our lives when we invoke that power and activate it. Magic, coming from another place, just does stuff to us, and even against our will. The cross, the power of goodness, the power of God, the power of Christ's sacrifice, has to be taken up in our own hands and worn on our own bodies. And certainly our children should never leave the home without a cross on their neck. The elder gives an example of this necessity of engaging ourselves with the cross. He says, lightning may strike a large metal cross on top of a church. The laws of nature are at work. But at the same moment, if a Christian is on the ground there, wearing a small cross and makes the sign of the cross, and invokes it, and it asks to be saved by the power of the cross, the lightning does not strike him. He says the power of the cross is accessed by human action. So these are the words of a holy man, and we cite words of the holy ones because they have lived the cross, they have lived the faith of Holy Orthodoxy, and have accessed its full power and grace. By the cross, we ordinary ones are called to access God's power and grace. Christ was on the cross reconciling God and man. Christ was on the cross defeating death and the devil. Christ was on the cross taking upon himself the sins of the world. No other faith lives by this power. And it shows. It shows even in current events in the news. The cross is the self-sacrifice of God, and therefore the cross reveals the humility of God, that God is humble, and the non-violence of God, the overcoming of evil by good incarnate, the overcoming of evil by a loving self-offering of an all-transcendent, all-powerful God who has become man. When Christ says the famous and soul-stirring words, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me," it's because that's what he's done for us. He has denied his divine glory. He has laid it aside. He has emptied himself of his divine glory and revealed to us the true life-changing power of humility. Deny yourself. Empty yourself of your glory and your glory seeking. People may hurt you. People may take advantage of you. People may insult your dignity. So did they to your Lord and Savior, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, from Philippians, which is to say, he was really God by nature. He wasn't stealing glory from God. He was very God himself. But the passage from 2 Philippians continues, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The cross, brothers and sisters, is God's self-abasement. It's God's self-denial. The denial of his glory to shame the devil. To shame the devil's pride. And to shame our pride. Through the cross is revealed the most excellent way of salvation, which requires a response. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. And follow Christ. A Romanian elder, Father Arsenius of the 20th century, who was imprisoned by the communists for his faith, spoke about the cross. He said, "You must love God and your neighbor without fail. And you can't say your neighbor is your enemy." And you can well imagine that he had his prison guards and torturers in mind when he said that. But he goes on. He says, however, all this is not possible to love God and to love your neighbor without sacrifice. It's not possible without a cross. This happened to me, this I recommend, and I long to live this way at all costs. He said, the cross means to bear what you don't like. The cross means to bear, to put up with what you don't like. The big mistake of people in the world, he says, is that they don't tolerate suffering and don't understand that it's the only action, the only concern, the only living experience that's set against everything that's evil, that delivers them from being under the reign of the devil. He who runs away from persecution runs away from God, says St. Theodore the Studite, quoted by the elder. He concludes, he says, the church needs persecutions because they wake you, they keep you present, and it's a battle. And he does point out that that didn't mean that he tried to get along with his persecutors or agree with them. He said you had to confront them. You had to stand up to them, and he told them, I'm not on your side. He said, basically, I'm not going to let you destroy me. I'm not going to let you take my humanity. I'm not going to agree with the communist idea. So self-denial, brothers and sisters, is not the total obliteration of yourself, of ourself, of our will, of our willpower, of our direction in life. It's a decision to follow. It's a denial of our worst self, is what it is. Of our self-asserting pride, which is the cause of every sin and corruption. Self-promoting pride protests against Christ. It says Christ is unjust and unfair. and fights against Christ rather than following him. That's what we have to deny. That's what we have to break. In Christ's understanding of who we are, we deny ourselves in order to find our true self. He said, "But whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" So finally, brothers and sisters, what earthly pleasure? What earthly pleasure in sin is worth the value of our immortal soul? What can't we give up? Let us deny these things. Deny ourselves these things and take up our cross. The cross means to bear what you don't like. And in a fallen and sinful world, there's plenty of that. There's plenty of what we don't like. St. Paul says today, "For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake." So let us die to sin. Let us deny ourselves, die to the world, and let us instead shine in the glory of the cross of Christ, by which the world is crucified to me and I to the world. Let us take up our cross and never let it go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, glory be to Jesus Christ. Amen.